For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
My God, I'm an idiot. I'm a complete and total fool. I am a complete and total idiot.
Can I get one more rendition of that?
Yeah. 3, 2. My God, I'm an idiot. I thought that one was a little faster, a little more oomph.
We're good.
Okay, you got it.
Thank you, Grandy.
All right. If you need more, just let me know. I'm here for you.
If you need a version where I agree, let me know.
Dude.
What happened?
Well, I watch the NBA every night, and I have no idea, after all these years, that this is Jimmy Butler. I have never in my life ever experienced a human being more opposite of what I told he was going to be ever. Ever.
Right.
Like, even back in high school when everybody's a moron. Oh, boy, yo, this guy, like, you know what I mean? And you know, teachers talk to other teachers. Oh, watch out for this kid.
Exactly.
Because this kid, right?
You got Jimmy Butler in your class?
The advertisement sucks. It stinks out loud. This guy is supposed to be disruptive. He's supposed to be a me guy, a malcontent, somebody who blows up a locker room. Like, by the way, if it happens 2 years from now, ready? Who cares? I don't even think any of them are going to be playing 2 more years from now, to be honest with you. But have you ever seen an advertisement be more off? And I bought the advertisement. I was here to tell you. When they acquired him, that was a mistake. That doesn't feel like the right move. And I've never seen someone be more of a calming influence on a basketball team than Jimmy Butler. It's a match made in absolute heaven. And I missed every piece of it.
Yeah, and I think that we all bought into the, quote, advertisement, which is what the media, the national media, or in this case, the Miami media has said about a player. And it's a little bit like Buddy Hield, not completely similar, but you know, we all heard about Buddy and, oh, beware of Buddy. And then the first 2 or 3 weeks, it was like, you guys are wrong about Buddy. This guy's amazing. All he does is score. Right. And then Buddy kind of came back to earth and it's like, yeah, maybe you were right about Buddy, inconsistent. But with Jimmy, I do think that the press clippings were more about the bad than they were about the good, because you're not going to hear about, you know, Jimmy Butler as a good, solid player. Like, you heard about him in Miami where, yeah, they were in the play-in and they went to the NBA Finals and Jimmy Butler was the best player. So there was that. But I do think that of late, the media was malcontent, forcing his way out, skipping practices, missing flights, middle finger, calling his Minnesota teammates out and all the rest of it. I don't think that is the totality, obviously, of who Jimmy was as a player.
No, not at all. Jimmy Butler is about Jimmy Butler. Well, I mean, maybe to a degree, aren't we all? You know what I mean?
Of course.
I didn't wake up today and worry about you. You're an adult. You can take care of yourself.
And cut that too.
No, but like, you know what I mean? We're going to come here and we're going to do this. Outside of that, you can take care of yourself.
Right. And you're I worry right, about like, you when I need to worry about you, and you worry about me when you need to. Like if something's, you know, amiss or something's off kilter. But you're right.
Yeah, I mean,
in general.
Jimmy Butler worries about, I mean, I don't know to what level he goes home thinking about pods or whatever, but you know what I'm saying? Like, Jimmy Butler has not been selfish on any front. This'll sound like no big deal, and I know, oh, for $55 million, I'll be somebody's Robin. Yeah, right, understood. I understand that part of it. But I do think there's something to be said in the NBA culture when so many people think they're a one who aren't, you know, sorry for the stray, but Jordan Poole, for example.
That's a stray.
So many people who think they're a one and you're not, okay, Ja Morant? There's a lot of you out there. And then those people have a hard enough time becoming twos. This guy has proven that he's a one. And he is knowingly and purposefully come here to be a two. That gets points for me. I like that. And I don't think that's just something that you can snap your fingers and do in the NBA culture. There's not that many guys out there who have proven that they can be a one at this level. And how many of them would knowingly and purposefully sign up for being a two?
Depends on who is the one.
And do it well.
Right. And I do think that it takes the individual, and you're right, and Jimmy Butler clearly is cut to be that, and I don't want to have Kevin Durant catch a stray, but I don't think that Kevin Durant is as built to be a two as Jimmy Butler. And KD came here, and he was not a two. He was a 1A or a 1B or whatever you want to call him, but Jimmy Butler comes here, and he's like, yeah, if I'm the two, if this is me being the two, 42 minutes and getting 19 shots and scoring 25 points, then fine. That man is Batman. And I love the sound of Jimmy again yesterday in the post game where he's like, that's what Batman does. Batman comes out of nowhere, and that's what Steph does.
I think it's this one.
Like I always say, Batman comes out of nowhere. You never see him coming, then he just falls from the sky, from a building, behind a door, and does some incredible things, man. He's going to be the reason that we do win at all. We all know that, but we got to protect him at all costs.
Ooh, that's okay, that's on TNT.
That's the reason that we do win at all.
That's the reason we're going to win at all. I mean,
comes out behind a door, out of nowhere, from up above, and if you think about all the Batman movies you've seen, and yeah, Batman just like, he comes out of nowhere.
I don't know if the Warriors are going to win it all. They've played one playoff game, so I don't know if they're going to win it all, but here's what I am convinced of. They think they are. And you may be like, well, of course, Draymond said that months ago. Right. On national TV, moments after the trade, somewhat for effect. So that one didn't hit me the same as last night did. The whole thing started. You have to do what a road team does in game one, which is just weather your first quarter storm. Look how many teams were sort of unable to do that. And then even if you did, if you weathered that storm, could you then weather the fourth quarter storm? I'm looking at you, Detroit Pistons. You weathered the first half, and then you did your thing, and then you got all the way down to winning time, and you just hit a wall. But two road teams won. Both of them trailed at the end of the first quarter. And then in the second quarter, they walked out onto the court and went, all right, watch this. And they flew into double-digit leads immediately and then held them.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I know the Warriors got challenged, but they then held them. That means a lot to me. Those two wins by Minnesota and the Warriors are clearly more impressive and better wins than anybody else got this weekend. And I don't know who believes, but I believe they believe. That's step one, isn't it?
No doubt. And of course they believe because they're 37, 35, and 35, and they've got four titles, and two finals appearances carrying a team that was mostly undermanned. And so Jimmy Butler, I do believes in himself and now this team. And, you know, you play with Steph and Draymond, how do you not have that belief? And you play for Steve and alongside Kevon and the rest of it, and you watch the way they've gone about it. And you mentioned it, even though the game started out really unevenly and Şengün dunks on Draymond and the crowd's into it and you're down eight. Of course, it's 13-5. Who cares?
As expected.
The game's not over.
Yep.
Yes, as expected, but at the same time, it's like, okay, this is where we need to, you know, shore it up, and you go into the second quarter still down, and then you exert your will, and next thing you know, you're up 23, and you realize that they're going to make a run, and they did, and you held them off. Houston never tied it up. I mean, they got within three.
Got within three.
With 2 minutes to go, but even when they got within three, I was feeling a little bit nervous, but I wasn't feeling like, oh no, they're going to lose this game. It was a little bit nervy.
Thought crossed my mind.
Yeah.
But I still felt the whole time, like at all moments, you're like, look, you'd still look at the scoreboard, look at the situation. You'd rather be the Warriors in this series. The Rockets are the one. If you think this feels scary to the Warriors, what does it feel like to the Rockets? Because they're still trailing. They're still on their home floor. They're still 22 years old. They've never won a playoff game in their lives. And I'm not confident that next weekend they'll be able to say that they have. I'm not calling a sweep, but I'm not 100% confident that it won't be. I don't know. We'll see. I'd probably still bet against it, but I certainly, any chance that I thought Houston had in this series is flickering at best. I think they had to have that game and they did not get it. And it was firm enough of a message that they understand that it wasn't really that close in the grand scheme.
I mean,
they were thoroughly beaten,
but it was that close because they were able to cut it to three. Yeah. And so by the very nature of it being, and it was a clutch game, I believe, because it was,
of course it was. Yeah. Three-point game.
Well, actually, it was a three-point game before the five-minute mark, so it actually doesn't go down as a clutch game.
Well, but it only needs to be like a five-point game, right?
Yeah, it was 7 points at the five-minute mark.
And never got closer?
7, 9, 8, 7. Oh, four. There it is. Yep.
Yeah.
Van Vliet.
I'm pretty sure he finally made a bucket. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I heard Tim Roy say on the after broadcast that it was a clutch game. And so there's another one.
So how are you digesting this? Because you're on the air, and so you're like,
I was only on the air until about halftime.
Okay.
We were on the air until about 2 minutes into the third
Beautiful.
Quarter.
Okay.
And then I was like, I'm leaving now.
Okay.
And I'm going to go watch
Ephraim,
the game.
It's all yours.
Exactly. I actually said that when the game started. I'm like, all right, here
you
it is. The first ever solo broadcast for Ephraim Salaam. Take
nice.
It away, Ephraim.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.